is, can you say how the knowledge that you got from this survey, how has it had an effect on how the lake is managed, or you know, what are the effects of this now? What's the outcome of these?
It actually turned out to be a very valuable product. Whenever you deal with a lake or a reservoir, there's lots of people that are experts in modeling, lots of people in geochemistry and limnology, etc., and they want to understand how a lake works. There's lots of issues with heat transfer and meteorologic issues with the lake, brine shrimp industry, mineral extraction industries. And every one of those particular aspects of investigating a lake and understanding a lake relies upon a good understanding of the physical characteristics of the lake. How much water is in there? What is the shape of the bottom? What's on the bottom? What's the shape of the lake? Where does the wind come from? That helps control circulation. How deep is the water? Where's the water deep? Where is it not deep? You know, what's the light penetration? Because if it's really deep and light can penetrate all the way down to where there is no light, that is different than can light hit the bottom and heat up a very shallow layer of water. It affects the physical properties of the lake itself. So you need, and this, at least in my opinion, to actually start any real research into a body of water, like a lake or a reservoir, you need to know the physical characteristics of a lake. You need to know the bathymetry. What the topography of the bottom of the lake is, because that controls so much of the chemistry, the circulation, the transport of materials around the lake, whether it heats up quickly or cools down quickly, how water moves through the lake, etc. Until this effort, the bathymetry of the lake was kind of known about along the shallow areas. There were spot measurements in various locations in the lake, but there was no data telling us exactly when those spot measurements were made and what method they used. Did they use a depth finder and didn't correct for sound velocities? Did they drop a weighted measuring tape down there to measure it? And then what was the lake elevation at that time? So there was no good bathymetry of the Great Salt Lake to look at these circulation patterns, etc.
Yeah.
For the mineral extraction industries, for those people that utilize the lake, especially now that it's getting much shallower, even though this map is not designed for navigational purposes, because there are hazards in the lake that, because the lake's so large and so shallow, we can't identify all the hazards.
Right.
And I know there's, we've hit some telephone poles and other various things sticking up out of the bottom. But the bathymetry gives you a general idea of when the lake goes low, this area is going to be exposed. Or we're going to be in trouble if we get closer than this to shore. So it's used for safety purposes also.
Mm-hmm.
When the rangers have, I'm just east of Antelope Island, they can look at the map and say, oh, well, there they must be there in Farmington Bay somewhere. We can't go get them. And so there's a lot of uses for the lake.
Yeah.
In fact, even though I have not been involved in the process, the state is using this bathymetric map to define zones of management for the lake. When the lake's from X elevation to Y elevation, then this is how the lake will be managed. If it drops down below this elevation, then this is how the lake will be managed. Because it changes the dynamics of the lake, changes the chemistry of the lake, because as the lake is dropping, it's getting more and more saline, or vice versa. It changes access to the lake. Right now, we can't get out of the Antelope Island Harbor. The South Harbor, there's talk about it being dredged because there's only a couple of our boats. Well, a couple boats, our boat and one of the state boats, I know they can get out of there without any trouble. All the sailboats, or a lot of the sailboats, had to be pulled because the lake is dropping so much. But the bathymetry, the physical characteristics of the lake, then give you the basic information you need to model various things, circulation, exchange of contaminants along the shorelines, you know, circulation, whatever. Just, yeah. You know, that basic information that you need to understand how the lake works.